Burai Baranang.
Baby cloak. Possum skin cloak. Auntie Julie Freeman, Marquita Freeman, and Clive Freeman. Textile, approximately 1,500 by 2,400 millimetres with tails, 2024. This cloak by Auntie Julie, Marquita and Clive Freeman is installed on a low angled plinth, approximately 30 centimetres above the floor at its front edge. Spread flat with the dark fur side facing downwards, this is a patchwork construction of around 28 rectangular pieces. Several of the pieces have long black tails, each about 20 to 30 centimetres long, that extend from either side of the large pieced garment. Four run to the left and three to the right. Pieces have been stitched together carefully with wax thread in a grid-like formation of 7 by 4 skins, each roughly of A4 size. The interior surface of the coat is a pale cream colour. The prepared skins are painted with a synthetic polymer paint. The designs have a clean-edged graphic quality, featuring areas of flat solid colour in black, red oxide or white. It has a fascinating perspective that lifts us up amongst the birds above the rolling landscape. The top horizontal panel features a large bird of prey flying directly towards us. Its body and wings are foreshortened. It has a grey hook beak. Its huge wingspan matches the width of the cloak. The open wings are symmetrical, with short jagged feathers along the lower edges of the wings and long wingtip feathers that splay and curl in the air. The large black form of the eagle glides above the silhouette of a mountain range. The range is a red-brown colour. Its lower edge finishes in a straight line at the second of the horizontal joins across the work. A line of smaller red-brown rocks and boulders traverses from left to right below the mountain ranges. The middle of the work is dominated by a red-brown circle, like a pool along a winding watercourse. Two thin brown arms of the river meander away from the central motif, travelling from upper left to lower right across three layers of skins. A black snake with white geometric patterning traces a similar undulating line to the river, disappearing into a second mountain range. The upper red-brown silhouette of this mountain range is distinct. Its lower edge again finishes in a straight line at the fifth junction of the horizontal joins. Below this mountain range, scattered across the plain, are two patches of rocks and smaller stones. They occupy the edges of this second last area and migrate across the plain. The last lower panels of the cloak depict a second eagle that flies towards us. It too has black widespread wings and a grey beak. A shaft of white slices through the front edge of the eagle's wings and dips to form a white line below the curved beak. Small white feathers continue above the beak, filling in and outlining the shape of its head. The two eagles are quite possibly a pair. The outer edges of the possum skin pieces have not been squared up to a grid, so below the eagle, a final broad white band follows the ragged edge of the irregular shape of the original skins. The soundscape for this space is comprised of recordings of a voice speaking in language amongst the sounds of bird calls from the paintings of Auntie Julie Freeman. This is the end of the audio description.